Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Mary, first of all, thank you very much for accepting the invitation of SBS Greek to talk about you and to talk about your art and about your exhibition.
Thank you, Pano.
Let's talk about your recent work, about your upcoming exhibition. What are you going to show there? What are you going to show us?
The exhibition is at the Convent Gallery in Daylesford in Victoria. This beautifully preserved building, Pano, was once a convent, a monastery. Now it houses incredible artwork, and every corner of this place tells a story, you know. My exhibiting artworks there are a variety in sizes, bold and vibrant acrylic colors, textures, techniques, using brushes, palette knives, and several tools. A contemporary style art that unites in harmony and peace. Nature and the environment has a big impact on my art. The exhibition is on the 3rd of April until the 3rd of June. We've been going to Dales for many, many years, mm-hmm. many years. I met Tina, the owner of that place. She saw my work and she invited me to exhibit there. And that's how I came to exhibit there, mm-hmm. and this is my second exhibition there. I call it Unity in Diversity. The artwork there is sort of different, and yet it's united.
It's contemporary work, yeah?
It is contemporary work, yes. Bordering onto a little bit of abstract, but yeah. Not abstract, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My understanding, Mary, is that you were born in northern Greece. You migrated to Australia when you were still a child. How did this transition shape your artistic journey and the worldview of things?
Well, Pano, I was born in Ioannina, in Epiros, and came to Australia with my family. We lived in North Fitzroy. I went to school at Princes Hill in Carlton. One of my subjects there was art. My love of art actually started at an early age, and it continued throughout my life. I have been a professional artist for more than 30 years.
Did you have support from your family even when you were still younger, you know?
When I was at school and then mm-hmm. when I finished, I wanted to become an artist, but my parents, being new Australians, so they wanted me to do things like management and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But I always continued going to RMIT, taking classes, doing everything artistic.
There is a major role that the Australian Outback and also the Indigenous artists had in your work. Can you tell us how these elements influence your themes, your artistic style?
I have traveled, especially the Australian Outback. We lived in Darwin mm-hmm. and we lived in Broome for a while mm-hmm. also. My experience and the travels that I did, they were all around Australia, and we did that about 3 or 4 times, I think. In my art, everything came together then. Well, in Dali River, one of the remote parts of the Northern Territory, I was introduced to the Aboriginal community there. There's artists, Aboriginal artists, who create their art and craft. They do a lot of different things, painting, making baskets, a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time observing and talking with them, and I was painting their, my art. It's mesmerizing the way they create their art. You just sit there and you look and you think, how on earth can they do all this? They're creating their stories of the Dreamtime. Mm-hmm. They have all these different symbols and everything that represents something. For me also, the nature and the red color of the earth, the seas, turquoise color, especially in Broome, the sunsets, the native flowers, and so much more. You know, they had an impact on me. And by the way, my favorite Australian artist and inspiration is Fred Williams. He's an Australian artist, mm-hmm. you know, he's not an Aboriginal artist.
Would you encourage young people, emerging artists, to pursue a career in painting and visual arts? We live in difficult times for an artist and for the artistic world.
It is difficult times, Pano, like everything is. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know anything. I still would advise emerging artists to start or to do their work, to experiment, to paint, to show their work, and to also remember that really art is a lifelong journey. It's not a race or anything. It's just completely different to anything else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just something that keeps us going.
What do you think then is the role of an artist in society today, especially in a multicultural country, in a multicultural society like Australia?
Arts are not just paintings and sculpture and stuff like that. It's everything. It's festivals, it's music, it's design, it's dance, it's all this. Art can challenge, provoke and inspire, I think. Mm-hmm. Migration and identity preserves the traditions while blending into a multicultural society. Mm-hmm. That is something very important. In this country, we're all migrants, really, aren't we? Aboriginal art, I think, plays a big role in sharing knowledge and connection to country. Multiculturalism has brought together the arts, from the Aboriginal spiritual and healing art to modern European, Australian, like example I just said before, Fred Williams art, Asian, and several other nations of the world.
Mary, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I hope my exhibition will either inspire those who have yet to explore the outback to do so, or remind those who have of the peace, energy, spirituality, and tranquility it possesses.
Mary Raphael, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Pano, ευχαριστώ πάνω εσένα και το SBS for the opportunity you give the community to stay connected.
Mary Raphael, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Pano, ευχαριστώ πάνω εσένα και το SBS for the opportunity you give the community to stay connected.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.